Praise the Lord. So let's go back. Let's go on this timeline. So Jesus, then it happens. God has a plan, then it happens. Now watch what happens. He's got to get the anointing back. It's got to become the body of the anointing. And so he sends his son, John the Baptist, he sends, right? He baptizes him. And that's where whoever goes in this leadership will baptize you. I was baptized there, and I'm now baptizing, and I'm telling you, I haven't baptized one, or I what that something happened when you came out. Well, it's just anointed. It's amazing. And so the Spirit of the Lord comes on him. He gets anointed, and then he's led by the Spirit, the anointing. It'll lead you to the wilderness. He went straight from there, this is the timeline, into the Mount of Temptations where he faced and defeated Satan. Now listen, I'm guilty of this just as much. But if you don't know the word, you'll teach it wrong. And he went up and defeated Satan. And if you ask people how to defeat Satan, most ministers will tell you, with the word. Listen, the word was part of it. But he could not have defeated Satan without being filled with the Holy Spirit first. He had to defeat him spirit word. You do not need to be a church that only flows in the Holy Spirit only. And wait on the Holy Spirit only. Do you need to flow and wait and be led by him? Absolutely. You do not need to be a church that operates in word only and never allows the Holy Spirit to flow. Are y'all getting me? He went up and defeated him with filled with the Spirit and the Word of God. You need to know the Word. You need to be taught, and you need to know the anointing in you and on you and who you are. Amen? Amen. And that's how he went up and defeated Satan. So he defeats Satan, anointed. And he comes back to the synagogue where you saw me standing, and he says, Ani I Hashim. And that's Hebrew for I am anointed. I doubt he did this dance. I'm pretty sure he did this. We'll find out when we get there. He says, he believed it. He spoke it everywhere. The Bible says village to village, everywhere he went. He lived it. The people followed him. They said they flocked. Fame, guess what they heard when they went to the next village, what he preached? Guess what? I'm anointed. Yeah, but we heard that already. Got anything new? What do you think the anointed one would have said? Whoo. Yeah, we heard that. Yeah, Chip, you preached that here last year. We've only touched it. If Brother Hagin said we've only touched it, then we've only touched it. Right? It's time to live it. It's time to think about it, meditate on it, chew it. I'm anointed. God, you've anointed me. And any kind of pressure that comes, I'm anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Therefore, I have power. I'm anointed to be healed. I'm anointed to be prosperous. I'm anointed to give. I'm anointed to receive. I'm anointed to be a great student and a great son or daughter or a great father or mother. I'm anointed. The anointing's on me to do that. He's helping me. He will teach you all things. The Spirit of truth who abides in you, it says in John, he lives in you. You don't have to wait like they did in the Old Testament and wait for him to come on you. He lives and abides in you. He's hovering. Who? The same one who created the universe when God spoke. Why are we not speaking? Because we don't have the revelation. We only have touched it. But there's going to be a generation. Maybe it's the next one. I'll hang around if God needs me to. I'll be 200 years old doing C for C. I remember the one in 15. Thought it was them. They looked at me. Some of them were sleeping. Maybe it's you. Can you believe Brother Copeland's still alive too?